Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, baby, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the show. And as I always say, today I've been saying, this will either be a great show or it is going to suck wind. So far, I think it's rather been great talking to you about your hobbies, your pastimes, what it is you like to do. And gardening is supposed to be one of America's top 10 pastimes. But I have found in Western New York, classic cars are a big pastime with people. Scuba diving. Last caller was a scuba diver. Have yet to hear from a parachutist. The one that I wasn't expecting, her hobby, volunteering with a relative's reindeer farm. That one I did not see coming. Then again, I only see half of what's coming anyway. But that's another story. 803-0930 is the phone number. Star 930 on the cell phone. 1-800-616-WBEN. I would say at this point in my life, my biggest hobby is hanging out with friends, typically listening to music. That is my biggest pastime. My going out is my biggest pastime. I know it's weird. I'd like to travel like the other guy. He was a travel bug. He had wanderlust, but the cost of a gallon of gasoline has gotten a little bit ridiculous. Getting a little bit better, but you obviously know what it's doing to your family budget. But runners. I know we have runners in the audience. And runners, see, I don't exactly have runner's legs. I do have ice skater's legs, but not speed skater legs. But running, I could never understand, because it just seemed to me, I mean, and again, don't laugh. This is not an excuse for being lazy or slovenly, okay? But the knees are parts of your body, it's kind of easy to wear out. It's like the shoulder girdle muscles. Easy mobility, but with the mobility comes a decrease in stability. The knees are your knees. And I just think, and don't laugh, I know you're getting your cardio in. I get that. But whenever I see you guys running on the sidewalk or running on the street, I think to myself, God love them, but I wonder what their knees are going to be like in 5 years. Then again, I know people who've been runners for I don't know how long, and they're doing just fine. Thank you very much. But we've all got different stuff we like to do. You might like to build things. You might like to paint things like an amateur artist. You might like to make your own clay vessels. You might. There are so many ways to pass time. I can't believe we haven't heard from any beekeeper. We haven't heard from kite flyers. There's something else. I got an email from somebody, I think he called in a few weeks ago. He likes to fly kites. Grown man, makes his own kites, flies his own kites. And there are worse ways to spend an afternoon. I haven't flown a kite in 40 years, maybe 50 years. Wow, it's a lot of kites I've saved. 803-0930. *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. And again, when you call in, please go on the air. If Lucas had one thing he could say to you, it would be, Tom, please tell people whose first words are, I don't want to go on the air, but not to call. Seriously, that is like every call screener's bane of their existence. I don't want to go on the air because Lucas has... Bill in Wheatfield, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Hey, am I speaking to that, the funky white boy?
Yes, you are, sir. I don't know how funky, yeah. Certainly white.
I bought an 1860 abandoned farmhouse that is my hobby right now. You know, I do the cars. I'm working in the garage, 69 GTO convertible. I do antique motorcycles, you know. I do a lot of what other people have called in on, but this 1860 farmhouse is, I'm really enjoying working on it because I'm restoring the outside. You know, I'll never aluminum side it. I stain it, and every time I do something, people come over and give me compliments.
I would imagine. Well, you're taking a piece of real property that was dilapidated and abandoned, and you're turning it into something nice. What possessed you? I mean, I think we'd like to know the backstory. What possessed you to buy an abandoned farmhouse?
Well, real quick, when I was looking for a home, I used to go to, Better Homes and Gardens. And at the time, they would showcase four homes. And one of them was always a farmhouse. And I just kind of got stuck on that, and I went with a realtor, and I said I wanted to buy an old farmhouse, and he found me this one was abandoned, that it lost, you know, the fella had lost it to the bank, and then he went through the house with a hatchet.
Through the house with a hatchet? What, if I can't enjoy it, nobody's going to?
Right, exactly.
Oh, man, what a maniac, probably haunted by his spirit. How long has it been abandoned?
It had probably been abandoned, 4 years. 4 years. The bank was looking for the right person to buy it that could, not default on it again.
Yeah, I was going to say, they don't care what it looks like. They just want the money to come in that they fronted you. So, all right, let's just talk about the abandoned farmhouse. It goes back to 1860, which I think is cool in and of itself. Can you tell us roughly, is it in Erie County, Niagara County? Do you want to be specific?
Niagara County.
Oh, that's gorgeous. Okay, I like your choice already. I'm falling in love with Niagara County all over again. Niagara County, okay. So how many square foot does this farm, square feet does this farmhouse contain?
You know, I'm no good at that. I don't.
Well, when you bought the place, what did they say?
Yeah, you know, I don't remember.
Okay. Would you describe it as small, medium, or large?
It's not small.
We'll call it medium. Does it have a working fireplace?
Yes.
Are you a handy kind of man? Are you somebody who you can do your own carpentry, you can do your own drywall, you can install your own flooring, you do your own electrical?
Yes. Well, that's it. I've done it. I've been doing it all myself. The only thing that I had somebody do, it's got original yellow pine flooring. And I didn't want to try sanding it. I wanted a professional to do it, and it came out beautiful, the flooring on the inside.
Yeah, you got to have professionals do sanding. A lot of people screw that job up because it's so easy. It's so easy to mess that one up. And the plumbing, I presume it does have indoor plumbing.
Yes. The upstairs bathroom I did myself, and I did all my own copper plumbing. But the downstairs I did have... a contractor do the downstairs bathroom.
You actually found a contractor? Good for you. I applaud you. That takes some diligence these days. They actually showed up and worked?
Yeah. Well, you
good
know,
for
when
you,
you don't pay them right away, you can kind of get them to work with them. They want the money. You don't want to pay them ahead of time, you know, and no down payment. You know, you
Yeah, you know, sometimes it's half now, half on delivery with the contract. How about the roof? What kind of shape is the roof in?
It's good. You know, I had, you know, I would have loved to have gone, you know, it's the original wood shake shingles that had to come off. And I did put 50-year asphalt shingles on it. But, you know, I kind of wish now that I had gone with a steel roof. I think that would look kind of neater.
I was just going to say, well, what do you, I, first of all, I am captivated by this call. This is something I, again, this is why I'm doing this topic, because I want to know about you guys and what you're into. And I wasn't expecting this in a million years. A guy buys an abandoned farmhouse. He is totally renovating what was a derelict piece of property, which I presume had good bones.
Yes.
Structurally sound.
Yeah, first thing I would always do on anything I would look at, I don't even want to look at the upstairs, you know, living quarters. I go right to the basement. This one has a cellar, you know, it was a stone, you know, field stone that was parged over. But you always go to the cellar and make sure that there's no, you know, wall damage.
Absolutely.
Because nobody comes, you know, because, you know, you can spend thousands of dollars fixing it. Nobody ever comes over and says, oh, you got a beautiful basement wall, you know.
Yeah, I'll try to make sure there's no bodies in the basement. That can be an unsettling situation. So I think a lot of people are curious because, you know what, I know the people listening right now are probably saying, oh, I want to buy this when he's done. Are you going to flip it or are you going to keep it?
No, I'm going to keep it. I got a lot of my heart and soul into this thing. And, you know, every time I get something else done and friends or family come over and, oh, they really like this or they really like that. And, you know, I know you're not into gardening, but that's part of what I'm doing, too, is the gardens around it.
That's, no, I enjoy looking at gardens. I just don't like to do the work anymore.
Right.
It's just, you know, it's a time. It's a simple time equation. What else could I be doing with the time I'm now weeding? I could be sitting on my butt watching a band with my friends, which is much more appealing to me these days than I think I'm going to spend 5 hours on my knees weeding. I got to tell you, brother, I am envious of you. And if you want. To send before and after pictures to Tom at WBEN.com. If you want to do it, I'd be happy to post those pictures because I think a lot of people, myself included, are very curious. But, you know, obviously we want to protect your privacy as well. And what was your social again?
Yeah, right.
And I'll need your mother's maiden name and the 3-digit code in the back of your card. If you want to send pictures, brother, that'd be great. But I'm so envious that you have the skills to do that because it sounds like it would be so much fun. You see these guys on TV, what are they, the Property Brothers, whatever they are. They come in, they turn these derelict properties or these forlorn properties into really appealing places. And I am so jealous.
Yeah, it's coming out beautiful. I'm really proud of it.
Should be.
You
know, I just like to remind you, Bill, that if you don't have any natural offspring, that I am available for adoption for any and all wills. Thought I'd put that thought in your mind. Any bequests are more than welcome to help the family exchequer. I am glad you called, Bill. Thank you so much.
All right. Nice talking to you.
Oh, are you kidding? It was my great pleasure. Guys, seriously, this is why I'm doing the show. Was that not one of the most awesome calls ever? Sorry, but I get off on that stuff. Maybe I do because I can't do it myself. Pete in Lancaster is next because we lost him. Pete, you're on WBEN. What do you like to do?
I like writing songs.
Well, this is interesting. Do tell more.
Just something I got into as a kid and just been doing it all throughout my life and just having a good time. I finally got a good bunch of guys that I'm working with that we record. And as you well know, there's no music business anymore. So it's literally a labor of love.
Well, there is a music business, but like everything else, it has transformed itself.
Yeah, true.
It's just now it's all streaming now and you're going to have to tour like Springsteen and have ticket changes that, you know, ticket prices that change on people at the last minute.
Yeah, if I could afford to tour like Springsteen and charge the money that he gets, I'd be glad to do it.
So, okay, hold on, Pete, would you please? Because I'm fascinated. I want to know a little bit about your process, if that's okay with you. Your, or those of you in Canada, his process. We've gotten some great calls. I'm going to keep this up because this is, you guys are hitting me with stuff like snowballs from behind. I don't even see this coming. Can I tell you something, guys, real quickly? I've been dying to do this topic for a few months now, and I was nervous about bringing it out, seriously. And I'm glad I did, because it's going great. What is your hobby? Where are your passions? Could be skiing, could be water skiing, could be running, could be bicycling, could be motorcycles, could be renovating properties. That's something for fun and profit. I'm fascinated by what it is that turns you guys on. I know that birds turn you on. That's one of the reasons I'm doing the show. I did 4 hours on bird watching. 4 hours on bird watching. You could not get a call into this show that day. So I'm just branching it out for everybody today. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's get back to Pete in Lancaster, who is a songwriter. And first of all, I'm going to presume that you grew up listening. What kind of music did you grow up listening to, Pete?
It was the typical British Invasion stuff. I still remember watching, I think I was about 5 years old, and I saw The Beatles on Ed Sullivan, and I still remember watching it over at my uncle's house. But then it progressed into the 70s, and, you know, a lot of the singer-songwriter stuff really fascinated me. And I'm like, I bet you I can do this. So I just taught myself how to play guitar, and it just, I don't know, it just kind of seemed to come naturally to me. I've just enjoyed doing it.
No, I'm glad it came naturally to you. You listen, there are some great, you know, there are some great songs and great songwriters, and some of them are one-hit wonders, and some of them had, obviously, a string of hits. Jeff Lynne is a great songwriter. Dave Loggins, Please Come to Boston. What a great song. He is a member, I think, of the Country Music Hall of Fame, but, you know, outside of a small clique of fans. Al Stewart, Year of the Cat, Time Passages. Jerry Rafferty of Steeler's Wheel, Stuck in the Middle, and Baker Street. So when it comes to you, I think I got your kind of music down.
Maybe not, because I don't really feel any one particular genre. I mean, I've got stuff that I do that's rock, southern rock, a little bit of reggae. I do some country, even some funk, and a little bit of one I do that's got a little riff in there that I hate to say it, but it's actually a little bit of hip-hop-ish, which is not anything that I really like personally, but it fits the song.
That is pretty amazing. So, okay, it's a labor of love, but what are you going to do with it? I know it's your pastime. I know it's your hobby. I know it's your passion, but do you have any ambition of forwarding this? I mean, there are people online who have legions of followers because they just write some really good stuff.
You know, I've not pursued that. I tried the traditional way where you send out the demo tapes and stuff like that. And quite frankly, even if you go online and you find that there's a label that says that they're looking for material, it comes back unopened and says, we don't accept unsolicited material. And it really kind of bothers me a little bit, because if they would have at least opened it up and said, you're horrible, I could live with that. But to not know what you don't know, I think it's a little short-sighted.
Well, be a talk show host, and you'll find out in real time that you suck. I know that. You know, Pete, I wish you the very best. And if you think that you've got something that's really, really good, get yourself a copyright lawyer before you put anything online.
Oh, I have everything copyrighted.
I'm glad
I get 10 songs together.
No, I appreciate hearing from you. Good luck. That's great.
Appreciate it. Nice talking to you, Tom.
No, my pleasure. My son likes to not be in the foreground. He likes to be in the background. He doesn't really like it when I talk about him. We get along fine. It's nothing like that. But I'm going to tell you in all honesty, my son is a beyond this world songwriter. He is utterly amazing, and I'm going to make a very bold statement here. My son's lyrics are as good or better than Bob Dylan's in his prime. And I'm not saying that because I'm his dad. He does not use his real name, but he's got quite a following. And he is not my kind of music, but for what he does, he's mind-blowing. And he's already getting stuff ripped off. That's the funny thing. He's already getting stuff stolen. Anyway, it is 3:57 at Newsradio. I know he should talk to his sister. I think he already has. It is 3:57 at Newsradio 930 WBEN. I'm not going to tell you the name he uses, but he wants to paddle his own canoe, and I totally respect that. It is 3:57 at Newsradio 930 WBEN. Talking to you about what hobbies you have, what are your passions. Still waiting for the first beekeeper to call in. Come on. Am I not stinging you in the right place? I have beekeeper friends. I'm always bothering them and pestering them about beekeeping. I'm pestering you now. Skydivers. No, not one skydiver. Not one of you tried skydiving and made it a regular thing. Scuba diving. I used to scuba dive. I can't anymore. It's great. I enjoyed it. Didn't get sick once. 803. You can call now or wait till about 5 minutes after four. Stay with us on News Radio 930 WBEN, and we can voyeuristically find out what these other people are up to.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.